T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And a good Sunday morning to you. Welcome to this edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and those down near Jordan, Minnesota, that make the best patio furniture in the whole world, called By the Yard. We'll talk to Jim in just moments. I have been telling you about Cardinal Corner, how many years? 9 years now? Something like that. Have you been there yet? If not, you got to check it out. Pam and Lee, they own and operate this store, 2 locations, West St. Paul and the Newport Center. February, they're reminding us, National Bird Feeding Month. And they have got, and I tell you this every week, and you really should subscribe, it's free. They've got the February Cardinal Corner newsletter. Subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. They have so many neat things there. Besides the freshest bird seed you'll find anywhere, beautiful, unusual selection of the feeders, bird baths, bird houses, not to mention gifts like home decor. They've got purses, scarves, jewelry, kitchen items. Many of those items not only made in America, made right here in Minnesota. Why don't you stop by, say hi to Lee and Pam, West St. Paul, they're in Butler and South Robert, or see Amy, who's at the Newport Center. They always like to chat with you. 651-455-6556, or again online at cardinalcorner.com. You'll see Cardinal Corner really is more than just a birdseed store. Well, good morning to you, Jim Gilbert.
Good morning.
We have gone, just since you and I spoke a moment ago, from 0 to 3 below, officially.
Well, I just tell you, out here, and we're only 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis here on the northwest side of Lake Waconia, it's minus 10 right now.
Oh, what a difference.
I know. And you know what's interesting? The sky is clearing. So when the sky clears, of
yep.
course, it does get colder.
That blanket goes away.
You know, it's like, I can see the clearing line heading towards Minneapolis. We've got northwest winds, and yeah, it's cold. But you know, I noticed beautiful frost patterns on the inside glass of our garage entrance door. So there's beauty even in even in this cold.
Say, Jim, before I head downstairs, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your trip.
Yes, you know, and Sandy and I are looking forward to showing people the beauty of several of Norway's fjords. We've been there before, and we've enjoyed Bergen and so many other places. And also in Iceland, the charming fishing villages and the glaciers and waterfalls and geothermal areas. Wow. But for people who are wondering, look at on the web, defineddestinations.com, or call 651-398-9358. That's defineddestinations.com. Say, Denny,
yeah.
Sunrise, 729. Sunset 5:26. You know what that gives us? 9 hours, 57 minutes of daylight, and we have gained 18 minutes of daylight since last Sunday, and now 1 hour and 10 minutes is a total daylight gain since December 21st, the winter solstice.
Well, it's getting a little brighter downtown, which will allow me to head downstairs without stumbling in the dark.
Are you on the way down there right now?
Not yet, but in about 2 seconds. So let's hear more of your nature notes.
I'll just continue with the nature notes. The normal high for the day is 26. The normal low is 9. Records for today, February 4th in the Twin Cities, high of 51. That was set in 2005. The low was set 132 years ago, minus 28 in the year 1886. And the most snow that's ever fallen on this date, 4.4 inches. This is recorded history. Most snow in recorded history, 4.4 inches on this date in 1971. We have a waning gibbous moon that you can see in the west now. It sets at 9:58 this morning, so almost 10 o'clock will be setting. And we'll rise again at 10:34 tonight. There will not be a full moon in February this year because there were 2 full moons, January 1st and January 31st, so two full moons in January, and the fact it takes about 29 and a half days for the moon to make a complete circuit around the Earth. So the next full moon is March 1st. Not lots and lots of things happening outdoors right now. With the lengthening days, listen for more spring music outdoors as several types of birds declare that the awakening season is on the way. Northern cardinals, black-capped chickadees, white-breasted nuthatches, and blue jays vocalize their special spring songs, and woodpeckers are drumming. Bald eagle pairs have begun returning to their nest sites and adding nesting materials like big sticks. Orchardists prune apple trees. Winter or early spring pruning is best for rapid healing of wounds. While cuts made in summer could invite diseases, pruning is done to limit the number of apples that a tree produces so that the fruit will be of good size. Pruning also opens a tree up so sunlight can ripen the fruit. White-tailed deer are browsing more than a dozen species of woody plants, including basswood, sugar maple, red orchard dogwood. About 6 to 8 pounds of these twigs, now twigs are, a pencil size or smaller, are eaten daily by a healthy deer. In northern Minnesota and Wisconsin, rough grouse fly headlong into snow to spend the night and to sleep out a storm. Now, loose snow is actually a good insulator. I have many reports to share, Danny, and I'll start with some of them before you have a chance to get downstairs here. But Julie Brophy from Victoria reports that she finally heard the spring song of a northern cardinal this past Thursday, February 1st. Also, this past week, she and Bill heard a pair of great horned owls duet hooting. Raccoons have been out and about, and it appears to be the beginning of the gray squirrel mating season. Julie notes that several birders report that common redpolls have arrived, and they have even been seen in downtown Minneapolis feeding on the birch catkins. Cal Sinclair from Waconia saw a great horned owl not far from his home this past Wednesday, the 31st of January. The great gray is Minnesota's largest owl. It stands 2 feet high and has a 5-foot wingspan. The northern coniferous forest is its home. In Minnesota, great gray owls are most often seen within 100 miles of the Canadian border. However, during some winters, a few will visit the southern part of the state. Like other owls of the far north, this species hunts during the daytime, often watching for prey from a low branch. In winter, it will plunge into the snow to catch rodents that it detects just by sound. Danny, have you arrived yet? I feel like I'm on the air alone here.
I wouldn't close that.
is it going through?
You know,
I hope.
To the texting screen?
I don't.
Well, I'll continue on here anyway.
Well, come on, Jim.
Just in the hopes that it's working. Ben Mace from the Inton Marina here on the south side of Lake Waconee reports that the ice is mostly 18 to 24 inches thick, and this continues to be a very good ice fishing season with good ice conditions, plenty of snow to pack around fish houses, and quite a good fishing bite. There are hundreds of fish houses on Lake Waconia. Normally, sunfish and northerns bite during the day, crappies in the evening, and walleyes through the night. Danny, are you there yet? I still can't hear Danny. So I'll.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
I don't know if some of the things come through.
Well, you're fine. Your show is fine. We're just trying to get set up down here. But why? In the meantime, why don't we talk a little bit about By the Yard?
Okay.
What do you say? We talked, Jim and I, for years now about this CCO Land Company that makes, and if you've never heard of it, it's still family-run, and they make out of recycled plastic milk jugs this great patio furniture that you just keep adding pieces, right, Jim? I mean, it looks like new forever. You never have to store it. I don't care what weather. And folks visiting from out of town say, what's that furniture this guy's talking about, or these guys are saying? Yeah, mine's covered with snow like yours is, Jim, I'm sure.
Then we're doing the echo.
Okay. But anyway.
Oh, I'm here.
That's fine. When you go on remote, anything can happen. But I tell you what,
Danny,
let's do this, Jim. Whether the folks want gliders, they've got all styles and colors of this great furniture. A lot of folks, after Jim's show, call. There's a toll-free number. In fact, I just got the new catalog in the mail a couple days ago. It's a free color catalog. Here's the number. You can call and just leave your address. 877-220-0448. 877-220-0448. You're going to love that furniture from By the Yard.
Okay. And I just saw their new catalog.
Isn't it great?
It came in the mail yesterday.
It really
Wonderful. Is
a beautiful catalog. And check it out. And they're such great people. Such great people. And you don't have to, if you buy the furniture now, they'll deliver it in the spring. So
yes.
You don't have to store it or anything. All right, Jim, what else do you have today?
Well, each Saturday evening, I talk by phone to several people who tell me about nature's happenings in their special part of the state that I can in turn use on Sunday mornings for Nature Notes on WCCO on Denny Long's show. I don't know if I can hear you or not, Denny. Are you still there?
I'm still here, Jim.
Okay, I'll continue. David and Mary Brislance from the ridge above Lake Superior at Luton have shared their nature observations with me and our listeners for a dozen years. This past Wednesday, January 31st, David passed away. He died of cardiac arrest. Sandy and I have visited the Brislances many times, and we have become good friends. David and Mary Brislance have been a part of the fabric of the North Shore for more than 20 years, since they moved there from Isle on the southeast end of Mille Lacs Lake, where they both were public school teachers. David taught art and was a coach for several sports until they retired. People on the North Shore in the Lutzen area know David as a wildlife photographer, a good neighbor who cares about others, and the beautiful Minnesota outdoor wonders. David's captivating photos are in two of my books, are in the Minnesota Weather Guides, the Minnesota Conservation Volunteer Magazine, on various websites, and in regional papers. I brought groups of my students to David and Mary Brislance's place on the ridge above Lake Superior at Luton many times so they could walk on the trails with a gentle artist and experience things like having black-capped chickadees eating sunflower hearts out of their hands. I and many others will miss David Brislance greatly. And I talked to Mary last night, and she said, last evening, she told me that barred owls and flying squirrels continue coming to their feeding station at night, and common redpolls, black-capped chickadees, and more are there during the day. Diana Herring and David Herring, who live near Waterville, enjoyed seeing the lunar eclipse last Wednesday morning. They have 10 blue jays come to their feeding station at one time for corn on the ground, and these blue jays enjoy drinking from their heated bird bath. Yesterday they saw 14 American tree sparrows at one time at their feeding station. These birds are also ground feeders and like crack corn and millet. And they are birds that nest in Alaska and northern Canada along the edge of the tundra, and of course, American tree sparrows are one of the birds that winter here in southern Minnesota. Keith and Cheryl Wright from Faribault said that northern cardinals have been singing their whistled what cheer, cheer, cheer spring song since January 20th. 18 bird species are coming to their feeding station, including one brown creeper, two common redpolls, about 20 pine siskins, 30 American goldfinches, and a couple of the male goldfinches are showing new golden yellow feathers on their necks, a subtle spring sign. Over 30 northern cardinals come and eat between 4:30 and 5 p.m. at the Radles feeding station. Ray Marlene Simon, who live near the Cannon River on the edge of Northfield, report that they heard their first of the year northern cardinals singing its whistled song last Sunday at 7:30, just after this broadcast, after they were listening. Also last Sunday, they drove to Reed's Landing. That's located a few miles north-northwest of Wabasha along the Mississippi River. They report that in the open water, there were lots of lesser scaup in the water, and standing in one spot using binoculars, Ray counted 80 bald eagles, about 20 in one tree, and they counted more than 20 while driving to Wabasha. So that was a total that they saw in just a few minutes' time of over 100 bald eagles. Go to Reed's Landing if you want to see bald eagles. On Friday the 2nd, Ray saw a flock of about 200 red-winged blackbirds near Northfield. There were both male and female redwings in the flock of about 200 right along this paved road, rural road. Ray watched for a while, a few minutes, as this wintering flock of redwings flew into the marsh and back to the side of the road. At their feeding station, at the Simons feeding station on the edge of Northfield, 18 bird species are coming, including 24 mourning doves, 40 northern cardinals, and in the early morning and again in the evening, they have, these northern cardinals come, these 40 northern cardinals. They come in the morning and the evening. And they have a flock of over 440 wild turkeys that discovered their feeding station this past week. On Friday the 2nd, Marlene saw one tom turkey fanning its tail and strutting. Barb and Art Straub from Le Sueur are using a trail camera on their CRP land out in the countryside where they have an extensive wildlife feeding station. The photos have shown them, and they actually gave copies of the photos to me too, that eagles, hawks, wild turkeys, squirrels, and American crows are eating at the same place and not eating each other, which is pretty amazing. Art and Barb Straub say that, can you imagine hawks perched or sitting next to squirrels and not eating them? Other surprises from the trail came at the feeding station lately include the emergence of raccoons and opossums in sub-zero weather and raccoons eating corn among white-tailed deer. I don't know, Danny, if we have time for another spot or not.
Yeah, let's do that.
A little bit
sure,
of time.
About a minute or so.
In northern Minnesota, most bull moose have dropped their antlers by now. And in the upper Midwest, white-tailed deer are shedding their antlers at this time and have been for at least a month off. Anyway, but once shed, deer and moose antlers are quickly chewed up into oblivion because of calcium-craving animals such as mice, squirrels, and porcupines. And we'll end with this one. Now is the time black bear cubs are being born in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin. The young arrive where their mothers are still sleeping in their dens. And actually, don't think of dens as like a cave. Sometimes it might be just a small group of young evergreens just to get out of the wind or curled up alongside of a tree that's fallen over. But the black bear's metabolism is at half speed at that time when they're sleeping, and they're barely breathing, and they're going to lose up to 100 pounds of this insulating fat during this time. But during this time, two or three 6 to 8 inch long cubs weighing 7 to 12 ounces each, that's less than a pound, about 1/500th the weight of their mothers, are being born. And this suggests that because black bears must often nursed their cubs 3 or 4 months with no food for herself. The young have to be tiny.
How about that?
Yeah, so that's it.
Kind of neat. Well, Jim, thank you for the Nature Notes this morning, and would you come back next week?
Look forward to it.
Let's do that. Thank you, Jim.
Bye, Danny.
Nature Notes next Sunday morning here on 830 WCCO. 3 Below 0 coming up with the weather.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.